Good morning, Bethany.
Good morning.
How do you do today?
Very good, thank you.
That's good. You play in a band, Shiver Like Timber, which is actually yourself as a solo artist.
Yes, that's right.
And you've been around for a little while now, and people are catching on to what you're doing. We've had Matt from Look Pond describe your music as honest, with incorruptible integrity, and Nick Smether states that you keep him faithful in Brisbane music. How do you take these comments?
It's all a bit of a shock. It's all very flattering. Yeah, it's all come around very quickly and just sort of exploded out of my bedroom and into other people's ears all of a sudden. And I don't know, it's all very nice, I suppose.
Do you want it to keep exploding out of your bedroom into different recording places? Or
that seems to be the direction it's heading, so I guess I'll just go with it and see what happens.
And this is your first project?
Musically, yes.
So what other things do you get into besides the music?
I'm doing fashion design at uni and sort of starting up a little label as well. And also just fine art, drawing and stuff, painting, bit of this, bit of that.
Do you find it hard to keep all the different artistic endeavours on the go at once?
A lot of it's time-consuming, but I wouldn't be doing anything else, really. I found it all just sort of rolls into the one sort of frame of mind anyway, so yeah, it's good.
And do you find, so like you said, it rolls into the one frame of mind. Does that mean that like your fashion sensibilities affect the way that you create your music?
Probably they both come from the same place in my imagination anyway. So maybe not that they affect each other as much, but they just come from the same place.
Some people have cast Shiver Like Timber as similar to Cat Power, Coco Rosie, and in some respects, Joanna Newsom.
Yeah.
How do you think artists can escape the labelling that comes with auditory resemblance?
Yeah, it's really difficult because those three artists that you've just mentioned, like, I can say quite happily that, you know, I listen to them and I really love their music. But, I don't really want to say, like, that I'm trying to emulate them in any way. I'm just, naturally some of their songwriting would probably, I suppose get stuck in my head. But what I'm trying to do is just like a pure sort of expression of just myself, and even if those people are parts of things that I enjoy. I don't know, it is very difficult to escape that kind of thing, but you know, I'm kind of happy with it as long as I don't think I sound wholly like one of those people. You know, it might take a little bit.
Yeah, some people find it just easier when they come across something new to categorize it in a way of something that other people know.
Yeah.
But it's in some ways dismissive. I don't think it's necessarily bad as long as you're aware of the fact that that's why people do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. So it means that
it just makes it easier to describe my music if you say that it's kind of like this and kind of like this.